The second year, we moved out of the French House annex, or the new faculty, we moved into what stood here, the Knowles building, because the scientists had moved into Bush, and we got their rejects. But it's actually a very nice building. We really, you know, it had some amenities to it, which it has a big central hall, and people would gather there after classes because all the classrooms were off that center hall, and then the offices were sort of behind the staircase that led upstairs. The problem was the psychology department was upstairs, and they had rats. And one time I was teaching a class in 101, which had this big conference table. And we looked up, and there was stuff dripping down. They had washed out the rat cages by just hosing them.
Oh.
And the effluent was coming down through the ceiling and landing on top of the table. It was disgusting. Anyway. So that was the downside of the building. But the other part of the building was really, in fact, is that it in the picture over there?
No.
No? Okay. It was a nice building because there was sort of a communal area right there that people could meet. I remember there was a kid named Bobby Davis who was actually taught for us since he graduated, who during the Falkland Wars set up a table. I still have his brochure, and had a picture of me, a drawing of me looking like Kitchener, you know, His Majesty Government wants you to fight in the Falklands, which to get, it was a joke because they, but you know, this is sort of people we had that had good sense of humor. There was another student named Doris Jenkins, who some of my upper division classes, I require students to cite bibliography in their essays, you know. So-and-so says such and such a historian says such and such a thing. So she had, they all made up a name of a historian. And Horace Vandergrift or something like that. And they all cited this guy in their final examination. And they all cited him the same way. This was a conspiracy. They had done this. And I was going bazonkers. I said, I should know this guy. I mean, they're all talking. They almost had me convinced until I realized, oh, this is a hoax. So students are a lot more serious now. They don't have as much of a sense of humor sometimes. They are sometimes so credential driven that the sort of the joy of learning just for the sake of learning is not always there.